مرحبا بك حفظك الله ورعاك يا أخي الكريم، وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Actually, this issue regarding the difference between the transgenders, the modern transgenders, and the Mukhannath and the Timishin equation, we spoke about before a few times. And the summary of that, there's big difference between transgenders, the modern transgenders, and the Mukhannathun that the Fuqha they mention in the Fiqh and in the chapters of a Fiqh, like the chapter of inheritance. Big difference between them. The Mukhannathun, Ya Akhil Kareem, is kind of human, being born with both tools, the male and the female private parts. Means a human has both tools, male and female. But normally the Mukhannath will reach to the age of Tabayyun before his puberty. Means we have something that we call it a clarification age. It's kind of age before puberty that will clarify regarding the gender of this Mukhannath, either he's male or female. Means normally those kind of people, before puberty, you will see their body and their self already taking one of the both paths, male or female ways. For example, some of them, their body will turn to be like a female. So in that situation, we react according to the development of their body. If they tend to be a female, then we're going to count them as a female and we're going to react according to that reality, which means we're going to operate them, we're going to do something for them, close to the circumcision. So they'll be like a normal females. And this kind of operation is well known since in the tradition, and it's already existence long time ago. Same thing regarding the Mukhannath, that he takes the path of the male gender. In general, they will reach to the clarification age before puberty. Okay. Then after that, they will continue normal. That's why if they are involved in the inheritance issue, we can divide the inheritance for the Mukhannath according to both situation. Then when he reaches the clarification age, we're going to decide which part will be given to this human. So it's kind of deficiency exists in the body from the beginning of the existence. Different than the transgender, modern transgender, the modern transgender is actually a normal human, but out of kind of effect from the surrounding environment, ideology, community, etc., they've been affected from kind of wrong, unhealthy society and drive them to be sick like how they are. That's why easy for them to be cured if they are in a correct place and they move to a correct society. If really you want to understand the reality of the modern transgender, you just read the story of Qawm Lut and Wallah, what Allah has mentioned about them. Imagine. قال الله جل وعلا فأخرجنا من كان فيها من المؤمنين فما وجدنا فيها غير بيت من المسلمين وتركنا فيها آية للذين يخافون العذاب الأليم. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين أئنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم تعدلون. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قوم لوط is kind of people, is a nation that they was practicing kind of a sin, a great sin, and they are the first in it. Means there is no history in the humankind used to practice such sin. And the strange issue in it, all the nation and all the community at that time of Qawm Lut was involved in it, and no one being saved from it except the house and the family of Lut only. Question, why is like that? The answer is because they affect each other. Because this is how the human mentality work. The human in general is like a sponge, affected by everything surround of him. Sometimes with the way that he feel, and sometimes without his feeling it, and he will be affected. Same way how you speak your mother tongue, how you can speak English or Arabic or Indian or whatever fluently, easily like that in your own hometown. The answer is, according to you, to your mother tongue, the answer is because you absorb it easily like that. Same thing regarding manners, and same thing regarding sicknesses exist in the communities. You will be affected from it. And that's what's happened to those kind of transgenders, normal people, but because of wrong effect from the surrounding, they became like how you see them. It's kind of talbis min talbis shaytan, and it's kind of misguidance. Akhi Kareem, if the human been misguided, you must understand this is the mentality of the human. If he go in the misguidance line, there is no limit for its misguidance. The human brain and the human heart, if it's on the wrong path, there is no border for it, only by Allah's mercy. If the human doesn't have boundaries because of his faith, because of his manners, because of his community, because of his parents, because of the law and the sword, if there's no boundaries, he can go very, very far. That's why Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Fir'aun said, I'm your Lord and your Creator. That's why An-Namrud, he said, Ana Uhi wa Umit. I'm also can give life and death to the people. When the human comes guided, there's no limit for it. Only by Allah's mercy. Doesn't matter how he deny. That's why look. Doesn't matter how he believe and he know the reality, he will deny it out of his misguidance. That's why he looked at the story of Qawm Lut. They say, kick Lut and his family from our place because they are pure. Means they convince they are dirty and they are impure. So they want to continue like that, and they don't like pureness and purification to be exist among them. So imagine this kind of mentality. Human can reach to this kind of level and worse. This is the level of animals. As how Allah said about kind of disbelievers. In whom illa kal an'am, they are like the animals. Balhum adal, no, they can be worse. Nas'alullah al-afiyah wa salam.